get excited about your hearing every Saturday morning at this time on KFOR FM 103.3 1240 AM. This is Dale Johnson alongside Dr. Sandra Miller of Complete Hearing here in Lincoln, 4200 Pioneer Woods Drive in Southeast Lincoln. Thank you very much for coming in.
I'm always glad to be back.
And for bringing a special guest today.
I know, I'm super excited. You know, one thing I think that patients sometimes a lot think is that in our clinic, we do fit hearing aids, of course, but we get to a point sometimes when our patients are struggling, when hearing aids are no longer benefiting them. And the question always is, what do I do then? Am I going to have to live this way for the rest of my life with not being able to conversate, not being able to connect? And so one thing that we do talk about in our clinic is the possibility of having a patient have a cochlear implant. And so we want to talk about that today. So there's a little education piece to know even what a cochlear implant is. And I'm so excited to have Dr. Wang with us today. She is actually a researcher at the university, and she's going to share a lot of great information with us today too. I told Dr. Wang today, sometimes when we talk about cochlear implants, my patients get very nervous. They're scared about the process. They don't know that this is even going to be something for them because the word surgery is always scary. Mm-hmm. And I think a couple of things that we tell our patients is surgery is scary and it's always the last option, I tell my patients too. But when we get to a point that I'm struggling in conversation, my understanding is so poor, I can't conversate with my family anymore, and these hearing aids are no longer helping me, what is the option? And so today I wanted to bring Dr. Wang in just as a guest because she is doing some great research. And I want to talk a little bit about I just want to tell our patients, you know, what a cochlear implant is, and then also talking about why your research is so important. So I want to welcome you, Dr. Wang.
Thank you. Thank you for this great opportunity. I'm very excited to be here as well.
So I want to tell you a little bit about how our process works, and then I want to tell you a little about, Dr. Wang's going to tell you a little bit about what's happening on her side. Because I think when we think about cochlear implants and the surgery side of it, we can tell our patients, hey, we're going to look at your audiogram and tell you, yes, definitely you're a candidate. And we have all these measures we're going to take to make sure that you are a good candidate. I'm going to call it on the outside. And mm-hmm. that just means we're going to measure objectively, yes, you meet the criteria. This is going to be great. But my patients always say, well, what's going to happen? And when we talk about the predictors of success, I think the things that you're doing in your lab are amazing in terms of what's happening. Because I tell the patients we've been talking with, Dale, about, we hear with our brain. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I really want you to share with the listeners today what you're doing in the lab in terms of research with this particular area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So let's start with the device. Absolutely. So what is the cochlear implant device is? So cochlear is the organ very crucial in our inner ear to give us the ability, let our brain to process the sound. And then the cochlear implant device have two components. One is the external components, one is the internal one. So the internal one is a very small electrodes which can be implanted into your actually cochlear in your inner ear. And then the external part is actually the part that have some electrical devices can converting the speech sound to the signals through radio frequency modulation and then sending to the internal part. So the brain can convert in the speech sound that way. So if you are not really benefit from hearing aids, but then if you have an intact auditory nerve through our imaging scan. So I'm a neuroscientist, so I'm interested in how the brain plays a role to predict outcome. So my research in my lab is trying to look into before the surgery, I will get brain imaging scans. And then we'll study the structural and then the function of the temporal lobe, which is where the auditory cortex lay in. So auditory cortex means is the brain function region in charge of converting the sound waves to auditory inputs, which you can hear. And then I follow you longitudinally. And then after surgery, 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months, trying to see how your brain adapt to this new device and to learn to hear, to understand a speech using this device. So that's kind of my research area. And then we are actively recruiting, actually. So anyone from as young as a baby and then to as old as 80 years old.
We often tell our patients that cochlear implants are this process of, this is going to take your brain a really long time to adapt to. And I don't want you to expect that we're going to turn it on and things are going to sound great. It's not this fix-all.
Yes.
And we hear with our brain. And so I tell my patients, sometimes this is an artificial sound to you in the beginning.
Yes.
And the capability of the brain to be able to relearn, mm-hmm. how to convert that energy into something that's meaningful. And so for some patients, I tell them that's going to happen more quickly than others.
Right.
And so is your research looking at candidacy-wise, what you how you think they'll perform, or this is more what happens to the brain after they're implanted?
The goal definitely is to use this research findings to actually let us understand this candidacy process much better. Because right now, as you said, you mentioned that we can do a lot of audiogram, test their hearing profile before the surgery. However, that's like peripheral, it's outside. It's not really the internal thing. So my goal right now is to look in the internal. However, there's really little have been done. So we have some ideas. For example, how actually when you process, when you actually before the surgery, how your auditory cortex, which is in the temporal lobe, process the auditory sound stimulation, which actually predict how well your brain can adapt to the new device to learn this new skill. And then definitely there's also the age of implantation as well. So when you get older, you might take a longer time to learn this new device because the brain plasticity reduces with age.
Yep.
Your brain is not as easier. It's not like easily can be molded anymore. So you need to take a little bit efforts to learn that new skill. It's not like when you actually a baby, a lot of things come very naturally. So that's kind of my research right now is really trying to pinpoint what exactly. We have some idea in the temporal lobe. However, we don't know exactly what subdomain in that little in that big cortex is really going to help us to understand who is going to benefit most and also to give you a better kind of outcomes, which you can expect, because you don't want to kind of thinking about, oh, okay, I get this prescription, I had this new glasses, I'm going to see the new word. No, it's a little bit different. It takes a process longer, can be taking, some people can take 3 months, maybe some people 3 months, they can do it, and 6 months, but some people might take a year to really to learn this new system, to learn this new process, because the sound is artificial.
Yes.
Yeah, as Dr. Miller said. It's not really exactly the sound you hear before the surgery.
Off the cuff question, is there a way that people can hear what a cochlear implant sounds like before they get a cochlear implant?
Good question. I think you can.
Oh.
They actually, I believe, I think the University of Nebraska Medical Center, they have some simulation.
Yeah.
Simulation device. They can actually put you in that and then let you to kind of mimic and simulate what you're going to hear when you actually have a cochlear implant.
I think that'd be so valuable because to try to explain it to someone, you just can't explain it. It's not going to be how you hear now. And we see great success with implants, and we're fortunate to be a part of this, you know, technology and what we can do with that. But to have the, I just love the outcome part of this to say, if this is a good predictor, if we can kind of figure out what your brain is going to do with this information and have it be a better indicator, I think your research is fascinating.
Thank you so much. But I think, yeah, cochlear implant is really the great way to really, really actually is, because it's a difference with cochlear implant with hearing aids. The major difference is hearing aids only give you the amplifier of the sound, but the cochlear implant really is directly giving your brain the stimulation without just simply amplify the sound. So that's kind of mechanistic is totally different. So that's why it's almost like saying hearing aids is a way just to assess you to hear a little bit louder. But however, cochlear implant can really make the sound sounds clear to you, not just louder in a way. And also you can hear more clear.
Dr. Miller, you mentioned on the onset about people become candidates for, and you take the brain scan. So I want to circle back. If that brain scan reveals that maybe I'm not a candidate for a cochlear implant, can I take another brain? Can you take another brain scan a year, 2 years, 3 years, and the brain then, or the patient then becomes a candidate for a cochlear implant?
Oh, that's a great question.
And if it's not appropriate now, can it be appropriate in
the future?
Oh, great question.
Yeah, so I think that's a wonderful question. And then, so for my research, it's also one thing we're looking into as well. And I wouldn't say I would recommend, I wouldn't say like I would recommend someone just because the brain imaging at this point, because it's still in the very beginning stage. So we're still in exploring things. However, there's great potential in the future. So as one thing you mentioned, like when candidates, maybe they come in, they still wearing hearing aids, they come in, they get a brain scan. The brain scan didn't look very optimistic. But then later on, it could change because there's aging effect and also there's the environment changing can induce their brain and then neuroplasticity change as well. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of unknown. That's why it's necessary right now for us to do this research because just so much is not really being studied. Mm-hmm. And then so many questions not being answered. So that's why we use research here can help us to do better job in the future.
And I'm going to kind of relate it back to this is kind of we're at the ground level, mm-hmm. right? We're getting into this to try to figure out. We know so much about how the brain is so important for processing information in terms of speech and what happens through a hearing aid versus what happens through a cochlear implant. And just more for the fact of I think it's fascinating to say, why are some of our patients successful and some of them are not? You can have two exactly the same hearing test results and maybe even the same clarity numbers for understanding speech, but they perform completely differently.
Right.
And yes. You think about, well, why is that?
That's also, that's why I wanted to follow them longitudinally, because that's the thing we're interested in too. Well, why the variance is there? As you said, mm-hmm. the outside factor look very similar. Mm-hmm. However, the outcome is dramatically different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then we look the brain, if we can find something that's actually going to really help us to find what is really exactly in the brain.
Yeah.
Before time escapes us, you have an event coming up on Thursday.
We do, because we're talking about cochlear implants. And if you are out there thinking, I'm wearing a hearing aid, I'm struggling, I'm not doing as well as I want to, am I a candidate? We're having an event next Thursday, September 19th, at our location from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It'll be our team, the team from Cochlear, who is a manufacturer of cochlear implants, as well as Dr. Thettinger. He's a neuro-otologist from Omaha. And so we'd love for you to join us. This is honestly just about education. We want to give you more information as you've heard some things today as, is this for me? And we'd love to have you join us. Call the office, and we can definitely give you all the information you would need.
Dr. Wang, can you stay for a second portion?
Yeah.
A second conversation
sure,
next
I'm
week?
Happy. Absolutely.
I think there's much more
I'm so
that
excited.
We want to talk about. So we'll continue this conversation next week. Every Saturday morning here on KFOR, we are concerned about your health. We want you to hear better. Complete Hearing with Dr. Sandra Miller. The conversation starts here on KFOR.